My Mother by Rahmatullahi Bari. The voice of the Imam from Fajr is the alarm in my home. Everyone wakes and walks out of their room. The ablution with natural cold water at 4 a.m. The water splashing on your face like the stars spinning in the sky at the night wakes you up and gives you energy. My mother, she doesn't need the voice of the Imam to wake her. She doesn't need the cold water to give her energy. Everything is in her head like a school's calendar. She is the strongest woman who exists in this world. She wanted to see herself in me, her bravery and her love for Islam in me. She wanted me to have these characteristics, her characteristics. My mother, she walks through my room and says, "Jiwo, open your eyes, raise your head, look at the sun walking with your friends on the way to school. Did you see the moon saying goodbye to your friends when they were coming back from the mosque? Dear Jiwo, the time has no breaks. It's not going to stop and wait for you. My daughter, why are you so lazy? Why you don't want to satisfy God instead of Shaitan?" She kept saying to me these words every single day, over and over. She was never tired of coming through my room and repeating these words every morning. "Girl, you are so lazy," took away my confidence and made me lazy for real. I didn't know what I could do. All I knew was what I could not do. But was I really lazy? Or lazy was just stuck in my head? Because today, I can do the same duties as my friends. I am as brave as them. Morally, I was lazy, but physically, I was strong. To my mother, I do realize that I am not lazy. I do realize that you care about me, that you wanted me to be a good person. It took me many years to realize that. You wanted me to succeed, because the success was not me laying in my bed. For my mother, I learned how being organized is important in my life. I learned how to satisfy God instead of Shaitan. I learned how to be a good Muslim. Mother, you are an example to me, and I'm grateful to you.